Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 24th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 26, and we'll be finishing with both the chapter and today's reading on verse 51. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 26, where we find Jesus teaching his disciples. So if someone tells you, "Look, the Messiah is out in the desert," don't bother to go and look. Or, "Look, he is hiding here," don't believe it. For as the lightning flashes in the east and shines to the west, so it will be when the Son of Man comes. Just as the gathering of vultures shows there is a carcass nearby, so these signs indicate that the end is near. Immediately after the anguish of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then at last, the sign that the Son of Man is coming will appear in the heavens, and there will be deep mourning among all the peoples of the earth. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with the mighty blast of a trumpet, and they will gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. Now learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches bud and its leaves begin to sprout, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things, you can know his return is very near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. However, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. When the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. Two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taken, the other left. So you, too, must keep watch. For you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this. If a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. A faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. I tell you the truth, the master will put that servant in charge of all he owns. But what if the servant is evil and thinks, "My master won't be back for a while," and he begins beating the other servants, partying, and getting drunk? The master will return unannounced and unexpected, and he will cut the servant to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Once again, that was verses 26 through 51 in the 24th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. In these verses, Jesus answered the disciples' second question, What is the sign of your coming? Christ instructed his disciples not to follow false claims. His appearance will be obvious to the whole world. The Lord will come on the clouds in glory, hailed by angels and the mighty sound of trumpets. He will gather his people from around the world, and they will meet him in the sky and live with him forever, from what Paul wrote to the church in Thessaloniki in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. The Lord will not leave earth again. He will judge and recreate it, which according to more modern scholars John of Patmos references this in Revelations chapter 20 verse 12 and chapter 21 verse 1. This is the fulfillment of new creation, which Christians are beginning to experience inside themselves. Even now, this is in Paul's second letter to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. God tells us about the future, even the hard parts, so we can live in confidence, not fear. Our Father has not told us the day and hour so that we learn to trust Him, always living like His coming is near. We are called to be prepared, be on guard, and to keep watch. Quote, keeping watch, end quote, means being aware of the times, staying on guard against temptation and deception, and living faithfully as His servants. We are supposed to live as if Jesus was by our side every moment, and He is. We don't have to be afraid, but we can live expectantly. We can know that there is more to this world than what is in front of our eyes now. We can know the future plan, in part, and that changes everything about how we live now. This is hope, and it changes everything. We can live His hope, even in the midst of stress, disease, death, worries, and endless problems. This world is not the way it is supposed to be, but He is returning to recreate the world, and the new creation has already begun. Live hopefully and keep watch. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How can God's real hope help you in the hardest times? What does it mean for you to, quote, keep watch, end quote, for Jesus? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.